The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Around this time yesterday, we were talking on the show about the over-medicalisation of mental health. Certainly that's the allegation or the suggestion. It was made by Tony Blair, former UK Prime Minister, on a podcast over the weekend. He made a statement saying people are unable to cope with what he considers the everyday ups and downs of life without a label or a treatment for a mental condition. A sentiment that was broadly shared by Professor Brendan Kelly, the psychiatrist who was on The Hard Shoulder.
He does have a point about that, and it's important we don't medicalise, over-medicalise things. But the question is, where is the line in the sand? That the problems we face from day to day, problems at work, problems with other people, they're not necessarily mental health issues or mental illnesses. And he seems to be concerned that there is an over-enthusiasm for declaring things to be mental health problems when they're the problems of life. But I do think we need to think carefully so that we don't disempower people from finding solutions to problems in their lives by suddenly declaring that they are mentally ill.
That was Professor Brendan Kelly on the show with me yesterday. James Riley is a former Minister for Health, of course, and a practicing GP. James, you're very, very welcome to the show and good to talk to you. What was your assessment of, I guess, what Tony Blair had to say and the support of it by Professor Brendan Kelly?
Well, firstly, I didn't hear the full interview, but I hear what your interpretation of it is, which I have no reason to doubt. And secondly, I've heard what Brendan Kelly had to say. So whilst he acknowledged that he might have a point, he also had lots of caveats in there. Certainly, I would be concerned as a practicing GP where we see lots of mental health issues and the stresses of modern day life and how they impact on people being sort of in any way diminished or trivialised, because I do think we have, you know, a very serious job to do and a serious issue with mental health in our country. And, I mean, there's lots of things I would like to say, but, I mean, I would, first of all, just look to a Eurobarometer survey done in October 2023, where 46% of people across Europe had felt they had a serious emotional issue in the past year, and 54% hadn't received help from a professional. And certainly as a practicing GP, we find it very difficult to access certain services for children and also for adults. There's quite a bit of a wait. Now, I know that, mental health is under pressure and has been for quite some time. I mean, the percentage of the budget in the Republic of Ireland that goes to mental health, the percentage of the health budget I'm talking about now is 5.8%. In the UK, it's 13%. So I don't think we can compare England and Ireland in that respect, or Britain and Ireland in that respect. The WHO recommended spend is 12%. I know Sláinte Care recommends 10%, and certainly we should be aiming for that. But a lot of people, even apart from those who we can see and recognise, are struggling with a mental health issue. It doesn't necessarily need a label, but they certainly do need support. And GP, as you know, is very, very much under pressure at the moment. So we very often don't have the time that we'd like to give to patients. So I'm very pleased, though, at the same time, that we do now have, you know, availability of counselling in primary care, particularly for those who have medical cards. It's expensive for those who don't. So we have this middle group who, you know, perhaps lose out a little bit or feel they can't afford it. And yet they do need to sort themselves out. And that doesn't always result in a diagnosis of a mental health issue, nor does it always result in a pill for every ill, you know. So I think we need to be careful here. I certainly wouldn't like a message going out to people who are struggling with mental health issues that they shouldn't speak to their doctor about it, that they shouldn't, in the first instance, talk to people they trust, friends and family. And, you know, the old maxim applies, like a problem shared is a problem halved.
Yeah, and in fairness to Brendan Kelly, I think he would be absolutely ad idem with you on that. And, you know, he was in complete disagreement with Tony Blair on the kind of funding issue. He thought kind of that was kind of besides the point. You fund the service to the degree it needs to be funded. And
well, it can be a false economy not so doing. Because just like a lot of things in health, early intervention results in much better outcomes and much less cost to the state.
Yeah.
And much less time lost from work, which is absence, and much less time from presenteeism as well, where people are so preoccupied with their mental health issues, they may be in work and at work, but they're certainly not performing to the extent.
Yeah. I think it was kind of born as well of experience within his own practice for Brendan Kelly, and not to put words in his mouth, but, you know, he maybe experiences a degree of kind of self-diagnosis that has increased in recent years. And he gave the example of the workplace. People coming to him describe themselves as suffering from depression when kind of on closer inspection and on foot of conversations, very well handled and delicately handled conversations, of course, you realise that actually this person doesn't have depression. This person just hates their job. And there's a difference.
No, or in a situation which I had where a gentleman came to me a few years ago, and felt, you know, very depressed and down and had resigned. But in fact, on speaking more closely with him, it transpired that what was going on was a new management had come in. They'd taken over the company and they were actually trying to create a scenario of constructive dismissal. So we did manage to get him to withdraw his resignation and then wait until he was feeling a lot better before he would make such a life-changing decision. And in the end, he was vindicated, actually, in what was going on. So there's no hard lines, and I'm not suggesting for a moment that Brendan Kelly would say there was, because I've listened to a lot of his work and I admire him. And he's a very commonsensical approach to what are very complex problems. But I would absolutely be concerned that people, you know, that there is no clear dividing line very often.
Yeah.
And sometimes mental health issues arise as a consequence of conditions people have to work in, as a consequence of a domestic situation where there's abuse and control going on, and many other situations. And it can take a little time to tease out. And that's where counselling comes in a big way, where people can talk the thing out and begin to realise and see for themselves actually where the problem is. And that it's not necessary to put somebody on an antidepressant in a scenario that is being caused by external forces. Sometimes, you know, it can be necessary to get them through a difficult period. But no, and I mean, one message I would love to give out there today on behalf of doctors and certainly on my own behalf, my own practice, the day we start a medication for a mental health issue is the day we should be thinking about how we're going to get this person off these tablets and let them know that this isn't a tablet for life. It's for as long as the situation pertains. And just coming back to what you said a moment ago, because it struck me that we're talking about mental health.
Yeah.
But there are many situations in life where people have consulted Dr. Google and come down with a diagnosis.
Yeah,
and
it's
have
not.
To
it's not.
To them to try and put that aside and just tell me your symptoms.
James, thanks a million for joining us. Dr. James Riley, former Minister for Health, practicing GP.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.